This is Better or Worse,
a podcast for kids. In this podcast,
Rakesh, Santosh,
and Ethan are diving into interesting topics.
Ethan, what's the topic again?
The topic for this episode is fishing better or worse?
We are going to explain how fishing is hurting the environment and us, and why is there such high demand for seafood.
We will also explain which top three countries are fishing the most and why.
The most important question is, how is fishing damaging the environment? Overfishing is a big problem. But first of all, what is it?
Overfishing is when you fish too much at the rate where it can't be replenished. Let's say your iPad died and you didn't have a charger. Then the battery can't charge up or be replenished. So right now, all the fish species are that iPad battery that can't charge up.
The second way fishing is damaging the environment is commercial fishing. Commercial fishing is totally not getting big boats, looking like it's going to war, sending out helicopters with a net as big as a football field. If you didn't guess this, you're wrong. It's exactly like that.
Commercial fishing provides a large amount of fish, but fish can get overfished. Commercial fishing can decrease the ocean population. Certain fish will not be hunted down, so their population will grow fast. But they are supposed to be hunted for the population not to grow too much, so to keep them from getting overpopulated.
Demersal trawls. That's the name of the size of the net as big as a football field. Anyway, a demersal trawl will catch all of the creatures down there. So they just throw the net in and they drag it along the seafloor. So they get about 10 to 15% of what the fish they want. Then the rest they throw out dead. So it's a waste. That's an example of overfishing.
When you throw away a plastic bottle, it goes into the landfill. Then it goes from the landfill into the ocean and disintegrates and breaks down into microplastics. Then the fish eat the microplastic and the fish ends up on your plate. Then you eat the fish and you have the microplastics in you. This can be a big cause of cancer. Ghost nets are nets lost by fishermen and are practically invisible, so animals such as dolphins, turtles, and even whales get trapped in them. Because of that, they'll sink and get choked. So you might be asking yourself, can't they free themselves at the bottom? They can't. They'll die because of pressure from the ocean, because water is heavy, and if you reach the bottom, you will feel like you're wearing a school bus as a hat.
In oceans, there are three zones: the sunlight zone, the twilight zone, and the midnight zone. The midnight zone is the darkest, and the most vulnerable is the creatures in the twilight zone, because commercial fishermen could see the net if it's in the sunlight zone, and they would grab it and pull it out. In the midnight zone, it's also fine, because the creatures living there are naturally supposed to handle the water pressure, so they can free themselves when they get to the bottom.
But the twilight zone creatures are not naturally supposed to be in the midnight zone and cannot handle too much water pressure, so they will get squashed.
No wonder it's harder to explore the sea than outer space.
Another thing we need to talk about is how we fish.
Here are some bad fishing methods. Number one, bottom trawling. Number two, blast fishing. And number three, cyanide fishing. The second one is blast fishing, and it's exactly what it sounds like. Blast fishing is literally putting explosives in the ocean. This kills lots of fish and destroys coral reefs, which are important. Blast fishing is highly destructive. Even though it's illegal in most countries, it's still allowed in the Philippines and Tunisia. Cyanide fishing is collecting fish for aquariums. You stun the fish with a sodium cyanide mixture. This hurts the fish as well as the coral reefs.
These are some good fishing methods. Selective fishing is a method that you can catch a fish that you want and not any fish you don't want. Even if the non-targeted fish gets caught in the net, it can still be released alive without harm.
In non-selective fishing, you can catch any random fish, and it will hurt the fish.
The traditional fishermen use hook and reel fishing. Rod and reel fishing is the modern version of hook and reel fishing. And another sustainable way to fish is spear fishing. You throw a spear at a fish and catch it. The reason why it's good is because you only target one fish at a time. And it's the fish you want. The countries that go fishing the most, not including aquaculture, China, Peru, Indonesia, United States, and India.
Why is there such a high demand for seafood? Scientists have researched that seafood has the required protein for nutrients. Globally, the demand for seafood has quadrupled in the last 50 years.
Bonus question. Can fish feel when you touch them?
Yes, they can.
So since there are pros and cons of fishing, me and Ethan are going to tell you which is our better method of fishing and our opinion on the worst method of fishing. Ethan, what's your opinion on which is the best and worst method of fishing?
I think the best method of fishing is hook and reel fishing because it isn't complicated. You don't need bombs, you don't destroy coral reefs, you don't kill fish. And if you don't want what you catch, you put it back in the water. My least favorite fishing method is blast fishing, because you literally use explosives to kill fish. Not only are you killing the targeted species, but the whole coral reef, which can do damage to all the fish. Not only are the non-targeted species hurt, but their homes have also been destroyed. Rakesh?
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite fishing method and your least favorite?
I think that spear fishing is better because it can't hurt coral reefs and it targets one fish at a time. And in my opinion, the worst method of fishing is demersal trawls. Demersal trawls can hurt coral reefs and kill the fish they don't want. That's it for this episode.
See you on the next one.
Enjoy the outro music.